With Fred Heumann. He's the sports director at Channel 6 WLNS. Fred, how are you?
Tony, what's up?
You know, Fred, I still think of you as being a Detroit guy. How many years have you been at Channel 6 now?
Actually, I've been at Channel 6 almost as we speak longer than any station I've ever been at one stay, which is going on 9 years. I was in Detroit for 17 years, but I was at three different stations and doing radio all the time, so I was all over, but I was never at one place this long. But I was in Detroit 17 years, and of course grew up in Detroit, so I kind of consider myself a Detroiter too, but I'm a transplanted mid-Michigander, if you will.
Now, Fred, of course, knows and covers sports throughout the state of Michigan, but he's a baseball guy. He loves baseball. And, Fred, I wanted to get your take and your thoughts on Justin Verlander not only winning the Cy Young, but yesterday being named the American League's most valuable player.
No surprise on Cy Young. I was slightly surprised that he won the MVP, although when he won the Cy Young unanimously, and as time approached, I kind of thought he was starting to build momentum on that. And I have not thought all year that he was going to win the MVP. And yet, now that it's happened, I don't quarrel with it. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury finished second. And when I look back on the season, Ellsbury had a fine year, but was Ellsbury more valuable than Verlander? I have struggled my whole life with the definition of MVP. Is it MVP or is it Player of the Year? I guess if I had to cast a vote, I would have gone either Bautista or Granderson, but everyone will laugh at Bautista because he played for a loser. I've never felt that you can penalize players who play on losing teams because they didn't lead their team to glory. And yet when you define the term value, it's hard to argue that anyone was more valuable to his team than Justin Verlander because the Tigers are out of the playoffs without him. I've always struggled with that, how you separate that. I've always thought the MVP was really more a Player of the Year, even though they call it MVP. And in that regard, I might have gone with Bautista or Granderson. I thought that as special as Verlander's year was, and it was special, that to win the MVP as a starting pitcher, you almost have to have a 30-win season. That was my theory going in, and yet now that he's won, I don't quarrel with the decision. I don't know that I would have voted that way, but I don't quarrel with it.
Fred, wanted to get your take on MSU football. do you think they'll be fired up to play at Northwestern? And I really sense a buzz about the Big Ten championship game. Michigan State's already sold their allotment of tickets. I hear a lot of Spartan fans are going online trying to find them. What do you see in that championship game as well as this Saturday's game against Northwestern?
Yeah, I think there is quite a buzz, and I think the Saturday's game is unfortunately just kind of an afterthought. Obviously, D'Antonio and the players are going to say all the right things. We want to win out. We want to finish strong. But the fact is they don't have to win the game, and I think that's good news because I think that would have been a dangerous game to have to win on the road at Northwestern that has, you know, been a little bit of an underachiever, but primed to beat somebody. They score a lot of points. And I always thought that this Northwestern game was going to be a tougher road win than even Iowa, which they got. So I think it's good news for Spartans and their fans that they don't have to win this game. It does put a great anticlimax. It's almost like an exhibition game because everyone is pointing to the game in 2 weeks. Now, what effect that'll have on their players and on the team, that remains to be seen. You want to trust D'Antonio when he says we're going to approach this like it's everything. But that's all kind of coach talk, you know, inside that they don't have to win the game, and I imagine that will have an effect on the game.
From what you've seen so far, what are your thoughts on Michigan State men's basketball team?
Haven't seen them a lot. I saw the one game and haven't been able to catch them much, and obviously I watched the aircraft carrier game and the Duke game on television. I think Brandon Dawson's the real deal. I think he's been a little better player immediately than I even thought he'd be. I think they have issues, though. I think this team has challenges in a lot of ways. I mean, Draymond Green's a wonderful player, and Dawson's going to be electric. I don't know if Keith Appling's up to being the kind of player they need him to be yet. I think they're very young, and having said that, I don't know much about any of the other teams in the Big Ten, though that was quite a win for Michigan yesterday. So I think this whole team will be a work in progress, and as those teams, by playing these tough early games by North Carolina and Duke, they always tend to get better as they go along. They always tend to be better in March. But I think this team will be a shade below where maybe some recent teams have been, maybe save last year, which was a real enigma for Izzo. And yet when you talk about the Kid Harris coming in next year and the other guys, this team might be a year away from being, you know, something really special again.
And we've got two more questions for Fred Heumann, who is the sports director at TV6 WLNS here in mid-Michigan. Your thoughts on the Detroit Lions. Can they beat the Green Bay Packers on Turkey Day?
Yeah, they can. I don't know if they will. I have not been the big Lion believer that everyone was, and, you know, of course, when they were losing to Carolina Sunday, I sent a few smart aleck texts out to people like, was that 11 wins or 12 wins you thought the Lions were going to be? Because it looked after that great start like they were going to, you know, fall to 6-4 and reeling and going into Green Bay, into the Green Bay game, and now they're approaching 500. So that was kind of a big win to pull out that one against Carolina. I got a funny feeling about this game for the Packers. By no right feeling or mind should you pick the Lions to win this game. And yet the Packers come in unbeaten. The Lions on Thanksgiving Day, although it's a little bit of a misnomer to say they win on Thanksgiving Day. They're like 500 all time on Thanksgiving Day, even a few games under. But I just got a feeling that the Lions could put this together and maybe pull this off. And that said, Green Bay could win by 3 touchdowns. This Lion team the last 4 weeks has been a little tough to read. But I think they could win that game. I really do.
All right, Fred, before we let you go, we've got Fowler, Pomona, Westphalia, Ithaca, and Lansing Catholic playing for state titles. How do you see those teams and their fortunes?
Fabulous stories, all of them. You got the two little kids from that neck of the woods, and PW and Fowler, both 10 minutes apart, and, you know, representing that portion of the state, and both going to Ford Field, and PW unbeaten. They lost a classmate a couple of weeks ago. They have a lot of motivation. Catholic's been a wonderful team all year, and that quarterback, Cooper Rush, is really becoming something special. Ithaca's a great story, 27 wins in a row now, going to, in fact, they're practicing this morning at Michigan State. We're heading over there to do a story on them. So it's been not only four really good teams, but four fabulous stories. And isn't that something to have four teams right from our neck of the woods going to Ford Field? I think it's fabulous.
All right. Catch Fred Heumann, WLNS TV Channel 6 here locally. Fred, thanks so much.
Okay, Tony, take care of yourself. Happy Thanksgiving.